I think it's the biggest superpower of the human being that we can have realization, that some of those beliefs can dissolve and some, you know, new ones can arise. And if you look at the human condition, I always think if you were talking to a Martian, right, an alien, and they were looking at us and they were going, okay, I can see you guys can change your minds. I see you guys can get realizations. You can get new structures and disciplines. How does that happen, right? The alien might go, it seems to work better with the little people. Kids are realization machines, right? Small children are realizing all the time, bang, 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 bang. And they get inspired really easily. They're coming running up to you and go, guess what? Wow. And you could see the energy and the glint in their eye as they've seen something new and their curiosity is abundant. And it would look like the sort of generally more we get into teenage and adult and whatever, that our realizations are less frequent.
Yes.
It could look like that, or the harder work to change. So we go back to see, well, what is it about, if the Martian was asking us, what is it about those kids that means they are just learning machines that they can just realize? And the thing that I've spotted, which is at the core of what I do in my work, is seeing there's one big difference. And that is the relationship they have to what I'm going to call the self, the idea of them, and even what reality is. I mean, that's quite a profound thing to say, but they have a very different relationship to what they think they are versus us more grown up people who have started to see that we are this self. We are a separate, finite thing that needs to go into the world and succeed and seek and protect. They are more part of the system, if you want to call it that, right? And when they're tiny, I mean, I know you've got just a little boy who's just turning two, but it was only a few months ago that he wouldn't even known his name. He wouldn't even know he was a separate self, right? He was just part of, he was even probably staring at his limbs, his hands and his feet, just going, what is this, right? That there was nothing born into him that made him separate. That gets learned.
Yes. Right?
That gets learned in. And then we learn to self-identify with that as us. Tiny kids, infants don't do that. When they first get a name, they refer to themselves in the third person. Daddy's cup. And if you show them a photo of him or in the mirror, kind of point to it like going, is that, what is that, right? That's you, that's me, oh, right? So this idea of them being this separate entity is new news for the, you know, after the first few months. And what I find fascinating then, just taking what that means, is we've over-identified with the self, the separate self. And when we do that, we self-identify with the idea of the world and our resourcefulness having to be something that we have to go and get, right? Rather than being something that comes through. So the capacity for realization, which we talked about just a minute ago, is inbuilt inherently into us. The reason why we're not as fertile to see them is when we're self-identified with our thoughts and perceptions about what we are or about the world. Right. Now, I can go into this a lot more, but does that make any sense at any level when I just say that? That's what's the problem is. We've self-identified with us being separate to the system, to the world, and that's what gets in our way of fertility.
It does make sense. It does make sense that as we, the way that I would see it, the way I would word it is, the older we get and the more experienced we get, the more hardened that idea of who we are and what we represent in the world becomes. And it's